Hello and welcome to On the Surface number 170 on Rock Radio NI. And when you'll be listening this, the rest of us will probably be in Judas Priest down south in Dublin, West Saxon and Uriah Heep. So we're going to kick things off in style with a couple of live tracks. First up's Judas Priest, Exciter from the Unleashed in the East album.
Yeah.
What a marvellous way to start. Exciter from Unleash the East. Well, Unleash the Studio, some say. But if you read Alfred's book, it says all the guitars and stuff's mostly live. It was only him that redid the vocals because he had a cold when they were recorded. So can't say fair in that. And there's plenty of all those gigs kicking about the original bootlegs, and they don't sound that bad, in fairness. And straight after that, Saxon's magnificent Eagle Has Landed live album with a track called 747 Strangers in the Night. Of course, everybody knows that one. Saxon, regular visitors to Belfast as well. God bless them. So just while we're in that sort of area, I was listening to Mick Wall there during the week, and he was talking about Born Again, Black Sabbath, and the hideous cover that Crusher Jewel drew up, and which I actually never thought was that bad. I actually like that cover. And everybody's bitching about the production of that album. Yet again, no problem with it at all. So this is a track called Hotline from the Born Again album.
Take me to the river.
interesting fact on the Black Sabbath one, the lineup with Gillan. They only ever done one UK date, and that was at Reading, and one date in Ireland in Dalymount Park. There's some pictures of that in a Black Sabbath book by Martin Popoff with from that gig. And it's left, got the bootleg off. It's a terrible bootleg, mind you. And straight after that was Thin Lizzy with The Holy War from the Thunder and Lightning album from 1983. Also at the same weekend as Reading as Black Sabbath, and that was Thin Lizzy's last UK appearance, I believe. Or was it, did it do the Hammersmith after that? Can't remember. But anyway, Thin Lizzy, that's their best album in my opinion. It's the most solid one end to end. They don't have any other albums with so much good stuff on it. Okay, so on to more gigs this weekend. Enough's enough. I'm not sure whether they're LA glammers, but they're glam anyway. I've been going for years and I've visited here a few times, which is good to see them coming back. This is a track I always really loved, being from 1989. This is a track called New Thing.
Yeah. Lucifer with a bare hound dog. Keep me up, my ball, and throw me out in the fog. Tear a hole in the jackpot, drive a straight through his heart. Do a hundred on the grapevine, do a jump on the star.
Following up, Enough's Enough, more glam from LA, definitely this time with the Bullet Boys. That was Hang On St. Christopher from this Freak Show album from 91, and they're playing on the Sunday night, so it's Friday, Saturday and Sunday if you've got the stamina nowadays. I'll have to see how things go after Friday night, see what sort of shape I'm in for the other two. So only a couple of requests in from Chris Osborne, a couple of hardcore ones. First up's Virulence with Spilling It Out from This Isn't a Dream from 1989. So many good time of me. Another double great pairing there that Chris had sent in. And after Virulence, that was Life Sick with Wolf Amongst the Rats from the Misanthropy album from 2021. Great stuff. Two bands I've never heard of. Now they're on the playlists. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So last week there, it was 31 years since Alice in Chains first played Belfast, and thought it was time to wheel out a track off Dirt, the classic album that it is, and this is Junkhead.
Oh, like anything else. Isolation! 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 Isolation!
Track there, Isolation by Therapy from the Trouble Gum album from 94. There were two albums that seemed to pair together quite a lot, and must have listened to them quite a lot at the time. And Therapy are back later on in the year. They done a question and answer thing the other night in Belfast, and they're playing the Isle of Man, which is very odd, which would be a good gig to go to just for something different, the Isle of Man. So on to something a bit stranger, and another request in. This is Neptune Power Federation with a track called My Precious One from their latest album, Le Demon de l'Amour, from 2022.
Connected to the universe on a radiant
After Neptune Power Federation and their more psychedelic sort of maybe leanings, that was straight ahead Witch Skull with Sun Carver from the Serpentide from last year. A band that released their albums, really, really small labels, but really great packaging and badges and all that sort of stuff. I sort of lost touch with them, then I seen this popping up in some playlist there the other week and checked it out, and very good, still laying the riffs out heavy. So it's been a while since I've done any covers, and I've picked two covers by two bands of the same band, if that makes sense. So first up, here's Prong with the classic Rush track, Working Man.
Well, I get up at 7, yeah, and I go to work at night. Got no time for living, yeah, I'm working all the time. It seems to me I can live my life.
a prong track comes from their last year's album, State of Emergency. Prong still putting out great records, but they said they'll never tour the Europe again due to the prohibitive cost, which is a shame because they played Belfast a few times. They're always great. Played the Limelight a couple of times and the Voodoo. Always great nights out. And straight after that was Anthrax with Anthem from Rush as well, from the Fly By Night album, I believe. And Anthrax always do a good cover. Sort of Metallica, in fairness, as well. But just can't remember what I said there the other week, but I finished Geddy Lee's book. It's absolutely brilliant. One of the best rock biographies I've ever read, and I've read more than a fair share of them, but really worth checking out. Even if you don't like Rush, you'll enjoy the book. So back to 1983 for the final track, and a band that had just been signed. And this was a track always stuck with me. This was a Script for the Jester's Tear by Marillion, from the Script for a Jester's Tear. And I heard Mick Wall talking about it the other day as well, and there was some bit in the little keyboard part was ripped off from something, but I can't think of what it was. Oh yeah, it was a Small Faces, one of their tracks. But anyway, this is Marillion, and thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy the gigs over the weekend. I'll speak to you next week if I'm still with us. Bye.
So here I am once more in the playground of the broken hearts. One more experience, one more entry in a diary self-penned. Yet another emotional suicide. Overdosed on sentiments and pride. Too late to say I love you. Too late to restage the play. Abandoning the relics in my playground of yesterday. I'm losing on the swing.